This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hull. Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
I mean, there's no other way to bring Mr. Brohard in than little fuel there from Metallica. Mike Brohard joining us from CSURams.com and RamWire Insider. Mike, my apologies. We didn't get to you last week, my friend. Will you ever forgive us?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I can understand why you don't like me.
That is never the case, my friend. Never the, and I blame my producers all the time. You know me. That I never take blame for anything. It's always somebody else's fault.
I'm just a strong leader there, Brady.
I think you're right. Mike, I'm looking at this bracket. I'm getting excited early on about the Paradise Jam. And I know I don't like to get too far ahead, but I don't have to play in the game, so I can. I can't help but notice the Rams are on one side of the bracket and the Buffs are on the other side. And I heard somebody doing a question the other day, who's the best basketball team in the state? Well, we might get to answer some of that if those two teams can do what they're supposed to do and meet in the championship.
Yeah, it'd be kind of nice because, you know, Steve ducked us. Kind of took us off the schedule. Didn't think we would help their RPI, I believe is kind of what the feeling was, even though them losing to us would help their RPI, actually. I think CSU's on the tougher side of the bracket. And if you look at Bradley, I think that's a game that they should be able to win. And then you look at the next one, you're probably looking at a Brown-Creighton matchup. And I know you're talking to the coaches, a lot of people are thinking, yeah, it'll be Creighton. But they're not so sure Brown is in a team that could pull off that win, and they feel like they're a pretty tough out too. So it would set up a pretty interesting second game for Colorado State. And then, of course, I think the state would like to see CU and CSU play. They prefer it to be somewhere within the state borders, but even if it's at the Paradise Jam, it should be a fun game just for them. And I know CSU would really like to see that matchup.
Yeah, talking to Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. Yeah, that would be great. I mean, again, you look at CU, I think they're going to be a really good team, but certainly a younger team. Everything has really set up for Colorado State. I mean, we've been talking about this a lot, Mike. I mean, there's fans that have huge expectations. I'm talking deep into the month of March type expectations for the Colorado State Rams.
Yeah, and fans are free to have those expectations. And this is a roster that would set up those types of expectations. When you consider that the core of this team has played together a lot over the years and they've grown together, I think you're seeing an Isaiah Rivera prove that he can have a bigger role and make a bigger impact. John Tanjay, you know, just from his first game. But I, in all fairness to John, we saw that last year a little bit. You could just see a little bit more of it this year. You still have Roddy. You still have Isaiah Stevens, who's very important at the point, and Adam Thistlewood. Kendall Moore is kind of the interesting part because, you know, he got injured 8 minutes into the first game and the Rams had to play the last two without him and they still looked really good. They should get him back for the Paradise Jam. And so that's a good roster that's played a lot of minutes together on the floor. They know how they react to things. They've grown up together. They've gotten better together. And that's why you get excited about a team like this.
Yeah, no question. You're excited about a team like this. You look at, and we've obviously talked about the studs over the, especially the last couple of years, but what was impressive, at least in these first three games, is you're seeing everybody get involved, and I know there's some blowouts in the mix too, but I think that we're getting that sense that the depth might be there. I loved that very first game of the season against Oral Roberts. I mean, like you said, Kendall Moore, but then also David Roddy's kind of back and forth with back spasms, yet you still just absolutely annihilated a Sweet 16 team. I know they had to replace one of their stars, but still should be a pretty good team, 109-80. So that was really exciting, encouraging to see that the depth is so good too.
Yeah, I think you've seen the depth in all three games. Like I said, Kendall Moore on the bench, the other people have gotten more minutes. I think Jalen Lake's going to find his way into the rotation, and you're going to find out just how much he can contribute. But then you add a Chandler Jacobs, who's somebody with, you know, really good pedigree from the Division II level. He's proven that he can handle this level, more than handle this level, add scoring. So depth is going to be a strong suit for this team. And it'll give, you know, Nico a chance to kind of play around with minutes if he needs to. I mean, in this last game, neither Steven Girardi had to play 30 minutes, which was really good, considering, again, Kendall Moore was not on the floor. so at any point in time. There is depth on this team, so they can withstand some punches. They can probably handle some foul trouble if they ever get into it. And I also think people are overlooking a little bit just the development of the big men, Sean Thomas and James Morris. I mean, they spent a lot of time in the weight room. They look bigger. They look stronger. Sean Thomas has looked really aggressive, so more of the times. So I don't think, you know, if anybody thought that, okay, this is the one place where they might be successful, you might have to think again with where the two big guys play.
Talking again to Mike Brohard from CSURams.com. And again, yeah, there's a lot of positives. You look at, and I guess this is always a good problem to have, too. When you start seeing players play so well on the depth, on the bench side, too, that becomes a good problem to have for Nico Medved, is just trying to figure out those men. That's one of my favorite things to actually watch a good head coach do, is kind of figure out what combinations work, when to pull a guy, when to put a guy in, and really, really work with those minutes. It's kind of a math equation out there, so to speak.
It is, but I think where he enjoys it most is in practice, because that means you're getting really competitive practices. If you think about it, you can put, you know, two different teams on the floor, and they're going to go at it, and they're going to go at it hard, and that's just going to make your team better come game day. So practice is really where that pays off a lot. Though, you know, you're going to look at the wins and losses, and you're going to notice what that depth does for them there.
All right, Mike, we're going to move on to the football side of things. Of course, I want to just stay on basketball all the time, because it's just so much fun right now. We'll have plenty of opportunities to talk basketball. The Rams football side of things, they have two games remaining, heading to Hawaii. I believe they're leaving tomorrow. A winnable game there, but certainly always an interesting challenge that it provides. How big would it be, though, for this Rams team with everything going on to just find a way, get away, like really get away, find a way to get back into the win column?
Well, it'd be really big, because, one, you don't want to extend the four-game losing streak into five and then head into that final week with Nevada on Thanksgiving week, you know, trying to avoid a six-game losing streak. That's not the momentum you want going into an offseason, so you want to snap that. The tricky part, yeah, everybody talks about the travel out to Hawaii. CSU's handled it pretty well in the past. The tricky thing about Hawaii is they've been really good on the road. At home, when you look at their numbers, nothing jumps out. They don't do anything spectacular, and some things they do just not very well. But at home, they've beaten a ranked Fresno State team. They have taken a ranked San Diego State team down to the wire and a 17-10 loss. So they play well at home, because, again, they're not traveling. They're comfortable there. And Colorado State obviously has to make that long trip. They're dealing with some injuries. But they'd like to get back to playing the type of football they were a couple weeks ago, when things were looking kind of good for them.
Yeah, they really were. It's amazing sometimes how these seasons just tell so many different stories throughout the course of the year. You know, we're thinking, man, after the battle against Iowa, the win against San Jose State, and then you take care of New Mexico, we're thinking, oh, okay, here, this Rams team has everything right out in front of them. And then the Utah State game comes down to the wire. The Boise State game, they're up in that. So this team, Mike, is hard to figure out. There's certainly the positives there. There's certainly a lot where you look at and say, man, it does feel like this team can beat a lot of teams, but somehow, some way, at the end of these football games, be it the third quarter or into the fourth, they just find a way to lose, or the other team finds a way to win. So I think Rams fans just still waiting to see all of it come together, and hopefully that we start to see that in the tail end of this season to build on to next year.
Yeah, I think what you'd like to see is a consistent 60 minutes out of this team on offense and on defense and on special teams, just to see what they're like when they're at their best. You know, I talked to Scott Patchen about it. They still have confidence on defense, despite the fact that they've given up 380-plus in the rushing game the last 2 weeks. They want to get back to the type of defense that they know they still are. And, yeah, they've taken some punches, but they haven't lost their confidence. On the offensive side of the ball, you know, they need to take advantage of some opportunities. They're starting to score some touchdowns instead of just relying on Caden Camper's leg. But the one thing that they haven't done is complement each other. So you come out in the second half, you're still in the game with Air Force. Your defense gets the 4th and 5, but special teams gives up a fake punt. Air Force scores. You know, they try an onside kick. Okay, your offense takes advantage. They score. But then the defense gives up another long drive, and the third quarter is over, and you're down 14 again. So that wasn't the ideal way that it goes. And then you look in the fourth quarter, the defense, you know, gets an interception and sets the, you know, offense up deep in Air Force territory, and it's four plays and they get nothing out of it. So they've got to complement each other. When one side does well, the other one's got to take advantage of it and kind of highlight it. And they really haven't done that. And because of that, they get no momentum going any game.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. That certainly seems to be the case with this team. We'll find out if they can put it together against Hawaii coming up this weekend. Mike, always appreciate you, my friend. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week. Like I said, I'm looking really excited about that that tournament, that Virgin Islands Paradise Jam, to see maybe, hopefully, crossing my fingers, that we see a CSU-CU game. That would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, there's a lot of – I mean, that tournament, I think everybody's had their eyes on that. And then here just in CSU land, I mean – we got another big event going on this weekend. I mean, women are running at the NCAA Cross Country Nationals. They've got a chance, they believe, to be a top 10 team, which would be a program record. And, you know, you got some local Colorado kids on that team. So they're kind of excited about that. CSU's excited about what their teams are doing.
Yeah, no question about it, my friend. Mike, appreciate you as always. And we'll look forward to catching up with you on next Tuesday.
All right, unless you forget me again.
Never again, man. Angel, stop doing what you're doing, man. Never again, my friend. We'll talk to you soon.
Angel, don't take the blame for
that. That's Mike Brohard, CSURams.com. I have to throw Angel under the bus, at least for the first month or two, right? Or first three, four, 5 months? First
How
5 years?
How long have you been doing this?
I don't remember, man. Probably, for you, it probably feels like 30 years already.
I don't even know.
49 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. This is the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.